Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Over the weekend, Oklahoma State University releasing numbers as far as the economic impact on that Northwest Oklahoma fire complex that hit ranchers hard in Beaver, Harper, and Woodward counties. According to livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, the economic impact is over $16 million based on preliminary information currently available, about $14.5 million or more loss as far as cattle operations are concerned. And Dr. Peel says likely be $2 million or more for the hog farm losses to the Plum Thicket sow farm owned by Smithfield. We were actually on that location with Ag Secretary Jim Reese this last week, and they lost at least six sow barns, according to Smithfield officials that we talked to, a couple of piglet barns as well, lost at least 4,000 sows. And when you talk about the loss to the sows, the genetics that they lost to the piglets, to the barns, it'll have to be, of course, now first cleared and then rebuilt, and then also to the lagoons that are having to be repaired because of the heat of the fire. $2 million is probably not enough. Multiply that by two or three or four times is the actual loss probably to Smithfield as far as the hog operation is concerned. Dr. Peel says as far as our cattle operations are concerned, it's a big deal for the cattle operations impacted. The overall cattle industry impact is negligible.
You know, it's a big industry, and even when you see something that's so devastating on a localized scale, it's still not likely to have overall market impact. So the financial impacts, obviously, for those operations is tremendous, but that's quite apart from any overall market impacts. We don't expect to see a lot there.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Oklahoma Farm Bureau lobbyist John Collison not happy that one particular measure made it out of the Oklahoma House of Representatives this last week, House Bill 1374.
This is an unbelievably bad bill. It truly is. This bill now allows cities and municipalities with just a simple majority, just 50 plus one, to go out and ask the people if they want to raise taxes, ad valorem taxes, to start funding city services, police salaries, fire salaries. That's unprecedented, Ron, and we all know that is in agriculture. There's a supermajority for ad valorem taxes for a reason, and those taxes are meant to go out and buy hard assets, not salaries. This opens Pandora's box. This changes everything. This is what we've never done in Oklahoma. I know times are drastic, but this is one of the most drastic measures we have, and so it barely squeaked through the House. We're going over to the Senate. We're going to make sure it tries to die a painful death over there.
Farm Bureau's John Collison on House Bill 1374. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. At your farm news, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.